Well, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It's a month which is used to create awareness and educate people around this disease or about this disease. And this morning we chat to a young lady, Zunay Swartz. She's a grade 11 pupil and she has honored her mum's legacy by raising much needed funds for the breast cancer unit at Tygerberg Hospital. Good morning, Zunay. Welcome to the On Bait Show.
Good morning and thank you for having me.
It's only a pleasure. Zunay, tell us a bit more about how you have honored your mum's legacy.
Well, in 2014, when my mom initiated the Love Box project, I was always so honored to see her the way that she did things for other people. And by doing this Love Box project and by carrying it on without her even being here, is such an amazing thing. I always said I want to be like her one day, where I help others and I make others feel comfortable in their situations. So by doing this, I definitely think that her legacy is living on.
Mm-hmm. So what are the items that go into the Zonnie's love boxes?
So it's the normal necessities, like a face cloth, a white bar of sensitive soap, toothbrush, toothpaste, a sensitive roll-on, a packet of Mazina, now in a bank packet, preferably. The Mazina is for the wounds after the ladies undergo their operation, like their mastectomies. And then a pair of socks, a stress ball to help with the movement after the operation, a note of encouragement, which I think is very important, just to encourage the patients that they have something to read to keep them going and to keep them motivated.
Now, Zunay, you know, your mum's favorite Bible verse is Jeremiah 29, verse 11, which reads, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Now, I know that you guys have actually grown with the love boxes at this point in time. So where else are you going to be able to distribute, and what has the general feeling been of those who have received these boxes?
Well, they haven't received the boxes yet.
Oh, not yet.
On Saturday, the 24th of October, there's going to be a drive-by drop-off at my grand's house where people just come and drop off the boxes. And then after that, we'll distribute it to the doctor and she will give it to the hospital and to the patients as needed.
Okay.
So I know that there will be people who want to help. So how can people help and donate and connect with you?
Okay, so obviously they can make boxes. So there's different drop-off points in different areas. There's drop-off points in Kales River, in Babel South, in Paul, at the Paul Hospital, there's also a drop-off point. Another way to donate, people can go on to www.allmysportsa.com. There they will find a page that says Zonnie's Love Box, and then yesterday we had a run to raise funds for the breast cancer clinic, and they can click on there and donate money, which will go towards the clinic and furniture and things that they need.
Amazing. Zunay, thank you so much for joining us this morning. I just have to just say from myself personally, I'm sure my colleague Antonia is thinking the same as well, but you are a very well-spoken grade 11 girl,
you so much.
And you, I think you're making your mum proud. I actually lost my aunt, who was like my second mom, to breast cancer a few years ago.
Wow.
So, yeah, you know, it's very important that we create the awareness, but at the same time also give support to those who need it. And I think it's very admirable what you are doing. So well
yes,
done.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Thank you so much. I really appreciate the opportunity.
All I can say is you go, girl.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
So much.
Thank
all
you.
The best. Thank you. Bye-bye.